Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local
research.
Wait,
you're calling from
where? We're calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
Male.
Male, all right. And what state do you currently reside in?
Arizona.
Arizona, all right. So are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
All right. So what is the year of your birth?
1970.
1970, all right, thank you. So are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. So would you mind sharing your race?
No.
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
More independent.
Independent, all right. So although you're independent, would you say you lean towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party? Or would you say you're truly independent?
I'm generally independent.
All right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on the issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
10.
10, all right. So I know it's still like a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Harris.
Harris, all right. So, again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, for who would you vote for? For Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Anybody but Lake.
All right. So would that be Ruben Gallego then?
Sure.
All right. So now I'm going to read you three statements, and if you could please tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. So the statements go, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Number two, I am personally against abortions, but I do believe that the government should not prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or number three, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Number one, all right. So based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation Arizona is in when it comes to abortion legality? Would you say abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona? Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona? Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona? Or abortion is totally banned in Arizona? Or are you not sure?
Not sure, actually, right now. I know there's been some changes, so I'm not sure where they ended up in the court.
All right, no worries. So how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Would you say you're
very
concerned? Very?
Yes.
All right. So as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that are available to the public to vote on directly. So how much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to an abortion? Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. All right. So based on what you know now, if elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on a ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to an abortion?
Repeat that again, sorry.
For sure. So based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on a ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to an abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I would vote to make it a constitutional right to be able to.
All right. So vote yes then?
Yeah.
All right. So a yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's Constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before fetal viability, unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when, in the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to an abortion.
Sorry,
and then a no. Oh, I can read that again, no worries. So the state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to an abortion. and a no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's Constitution, will leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability, and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. So,
I don't think the state should restrict or have anything to do with it, so whatever the answer is for that one.
All right, so you would vote yes then?
Sure, if that gives the people the right to do what they want, yes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
So what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects rights in abortion? Would you say it's because of rights, control over your own life, responsibility to women, freedom, empathy, responsibility to younger and future generations, making decisions about your own body, safety, privacy, or equality? And you can choose as many as you would like, but preferably two.
All of them.
All right.
Yeah.
But if you could narrow it down.
The one would be right to do with what you want with your own body.
All right. So making decisions about your own body?
What was that?
Making decisions about your own body?
Yes.
All right. And which other one would you choose if you could choose two?
Can you repeat the rest? I'm so sorry.
Oh, for sure. No worries. So the list goes rights, control over your own life, responsibility to women, freedom, empathy, responsibility to younger and future generations, safety, privacy, or equality.
Safety, privacy, and equality.
All right. And if you could choose just one of those, which one do you think you would choose?
Safety and privacy.
All right. So does the opportunity to vote on abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote?
More motivated.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right. And if you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate? Or does it make no difference?
Rights or take away rights?
I'm sorry?
The ballot measure you're talking about, the one where they want to ban it? Or
no, no.
Make it...
No. The ballot measure is to make it kind of like legal, put laws in that would support the abortions and would make laws not restrictive. All
right.
So would you be much more likely to support that candidate then?
Much more likely.
All right. And now if you learn...
more likely.
Oh, all right. And if you learned the opposite, that a candidate for political office opposed this ballot measure, meaning they would support abortion restrictions, would you be more likely to support them or less likely?
Less likely.
All right. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. So to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortions to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or do you think Republicans want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I think they want to make it illegal nationally. They want national ban.
All right. So, to the best of your knowledge, what about Democrats? What do you think about them? Do you think they want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? They want a national ban? That one? The want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally?
Yes.
All right. And what about you?
I've never had them.
All right. But would you say that you want abortions to be legal and accessible nationally?
Oh, yes. Sorry. All
right.
No, I want it to be accessible nationally.
All right.
They need to codify Roe v. Wade.
All right, thank you. So when thinking about who to vote for in the race for the U.S. Senate, how important to you is it that a candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Would you say it's a requirement? You're not going to vote for any candidates who don't share your opinion on abortion specifically? Do you think it's very important, somewhat important? I'm sorry?
You were breaking up, but I think I was choosing very important.
Very important. All right. Thank you. So when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion?
Very.
Very important. All right.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to read you some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. So Project...
All
right. So, well, if you already know it, I can just read kind of like the most more specific things. So, it's kind of like it creates restrictions on abortion and reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in a miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, and eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. So based on what you just read, would you say you're in favor of this or against this?
Against it.
All right.
Very.
All right. So would you say this is, like, very unfavorable towards, you have very unfavorable opinions towards this specifically?
Sorry, I'm driving, so I'm getting road noise. It's not
oh.
you.
No worries, no worries. I totally get it. And I just want to thank you so much for your time this far, actually, because we are about 70% done, so we are almost done, just a few questions left. So thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's, would you say you have very unfavorable opinions about this conservative policy?
Very unfavorable.
All right. So if you learned a candidate for a political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would you be more likely to support them or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less likely? All right. So now I'm just going to read you some statements that people have made who support Democrats in the abortion ballot measure. And if you could please rate if this is either a very convincing reason to vote for a Democratic candidate, a somewhat convincing reason, a not a convincing reason, or this is not a convincing reason at all. So the first one is, we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare choices, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms.
Yes.
Very convincing reason?
Very convincing. Sorry.
All right. No worries. Every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere with healthcare decisions.
Very. Or yes, whichever.
All right. Yeah. Very convincing reason. So,
you go pet that dog.
I'm so sorry about that. So
no, don't be. You're getting an Amazon delivery. That's why he's barking.
Probably. I am so sorry about that.
Don't worry about it. Just keep going. You're fine. I think it's hilarious.
Okay, all right. Well, so sorry about that, though. The next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for a decade. We need Democratic presidents and senators who will appoint and confirm fair and impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms.
I agree.
All right. So would you say this is a very convincing reason?
Yes.
All right.
Very.
Now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republicans and people who oppose the ballot, the abortion ballot measure. So the first one is, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is by support. The Democrats want to support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent. So would you say this is a very convincing reason to vote no on a ballot measure, a somewhat convincing reason, not a convincing reason? All right. And reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion.
No. Disagree. Not me.
All right. So would you say this is not a convincing reason to vote convincing reason to vote no?
Not a convincing argument.
Reason. All right. So now having heard all about this, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10? All right. So, again, I know it's a long way off, but if the presidential elections were today, for who would you vote for?
Harris.
All right. So if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure?
Yes.
All right. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Gallego,
all right. What is the highest level of school you have completed?
Some college,
all right. What is your marital status?
Married,
all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Not now, no.
All right. In terms of sexual orientation, what would you consider yourself to be?
Bi.
All right. So for who did you vote for back in the 2020 general elections for president?
Biden.
Biden. All right. And last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
95.
95. All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
I appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you're really passionate about this issue. You're like the first male, like the first guy that I've seen openly talk about this.
Can I have a quick question for you before you let me go?
Mm-hmm.
I know these surveys get collected and sent out. Do you know where the results of this survey are going to be posted, or who it is that is going to, I don't know, publish them? Because I would love to see it.
Well, since we're an independent research company, we don't actually share these kind of opinions. It's just for us to have and to kind of know what's going on right now as a society. And we just use them for our personal, like, education and studies and, like, research. We don't actually give them out. So sorry about that.
Oh, okay. I figured it was but you guys don't publish them anywhere, even as universities do or things like that?
Not at all, unfortunately. Although we are looking to kind of contact some universities who, like, are willing to maybe get some information. But as of right now, we're strictly independent.
Okay, cool.
All right, well,
I appreciate
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.